February 18th, Thursday. What is the content of the Pentateuch? The Book of Genesis details the exact cause of man's problems and the solution. The Book of Exodus thoroughly explains the eternal liberation of God's children. The Book of Leviticus clearly states the reasons why God's children must establish temples and give worship. The Book of Numbers, before heading out, accurately identifies the field and what you must do once you get there. The Book of Deuteronomy vividly records God's works that the Israelite predecessors experienced. This is to ensure that the new generation who haven't witnessed the work of the Exodus become imprinted, rooted, and possess the nature of the gospel in order to continue the covenant. Moses, who was within the absolute goal, Exodus chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then he said, "Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." God gave Moses an absolute goal. You must be able to discern how God gave him that absolute goal. In addition, you must confirm how Moses went toward the absolute goal and what he saw through it. It wasn't easy. After Mount Horeb, what was the absolute goal that Moses learned in advance? Number one, the cultural summit who changed the world. Like Moses, God also gave you the blessing of the cultural summit to change the world. Moses left behind a grand masterpiece called the tabernacle. Within that was the covenant of Christ, which was everything. God has given you tremendous answers to see the covenant. Number two, the tent and the tent of meeting. From their tents, all the Israelites prayed toward the tabernacle. From that point on, they began scheduled prayer while facing it. As a result, the fire inside the tabernacle was always lit, and all the openings of the tents faced it. Even now, when you hold on to the accurate covenant and pray, the works of changing the world will take place. Furthermore, the Israelites left behind the tent of meeting for meetings, works that commemorated the feasts, and places where Gentiles, children, and the sick could gather. That was the absolute goal that Moses saw. Through Moses, God left behind the Pentateuch. From the book of Genesis to the book of Deuteronomy, Moses recorded the cause of all man's problems and the solution. God utilized Moses as the spiritual, skills, and cultural summit. Like so, those who are within God's absolute goal can become the main figures in changing the world. Dear God, because I possess the covenant like Moses, may true liberation arise in the place where I am. Please help me remain in the absolute goal that leaves behind the accurate imprints, roots, and nature. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.